You're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
I Will Survive is a classic, and it's definitely in the pantheon of Pride anthems. Today, as Pride Month kicks off, we are adding to the canon new classics for your Pride celebration. Our producer Miguel Perez joins me to highlight some worthy additions, including The Chicks' Goodbye Earl.
Could definitely read it as just a story about two best friends, but a lot of queer people have interpreted it as a lesbian love story.
We'll also get down with Jamie XX's dance floor anthem, Loud Places.
Listen, as a gay man, if there's one thing that I love more than dancing in the club, it's crying in the club.
And a decades-old song receiving attention because of its placement in a popular TV show.
One of the best gay love stories I've ever seen on TV. Be warned, it will ruin you.
Yeah, Linda Ronstadt, The High Women, and music from Chapel Roan, all coming up as we add to the Pride canon today on World Cafe. In addition to today's Pride playlist, we've got some great sessions in Pride Month, I think worth your time, including Gigi Perez, Julian Baker of Boy Genius alongside Torres, and Jasmine 4T, all coming this month. But in the meantime, we've got to add some songs to this list. Why not add this one from Robin? It's Dancing on My Own. Welcome one, welcome all. It's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo, and happy Pride Month. We are kicking off Pride Month with a very cool show for you, and joining me to talk about it is our producer, Miguel Perez. Hey, happy Pride. How you doing?
Happy Pride. I'm doing really good. I'm so excited to dig into these songs.
Yeah, so we're looking for a concept, and the concept you came up with and wanted to share today is songs that belong in the Pride canon, which I think is great, but it bears, of course, a first question, which is, like, what's wrong with the original Pride canon? Where did this idea come from?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. The Pride canon is amazing, and I think, first of all, like, let's just explain what we mean by Pride canon, which
Please.
Is just... You know, the songs that we typically hear, that you're going to typically hear at, you know, a Pride festival, at a party during Pride, which is, you know, all of June, songs like I'm Coming Out and
I
Born
Will
This
Survive.
Way, I Will Survive, just classics that you're going to hear every single June celebrating Pride. But I think that there are so many incredible songs, a lot of them newer, that also deserve to have that sort of respect and recognition behind them. So I think that's what we are exploring today.
First one caught me off guard a little bit because there's not often a tale of revenge in a Pride anthem, but tell me why you picked The Chicks' Goodbye Earl.
Yes, I love this song so much. I could talk about it all day. Runaway single from their 1999 record, Fly. It's country music doing what country does best, which is tell a story.
Yeah.
To recap quickly, although they do an amazing job of telling the story, Marianne and Wanda are best friends, and they split ways after school, and years later they come back together to take care of Wanda's abusive husband.
TCB.
TCB.
What makes it a Pride anthem?
Yeah, well, you could definitely read it as just a story about two best friends, but a lot of queer people have interpreted it as a lesbian love story. You know, Wanda and Marianne end up buying a farm where they sell jam and ham, you know, and the song is also vaguely reminiscent to the plot of the novel Fried Green Tomatoes, which is also a lesbian love story set in the South. So I think that it is not a stretch to imagine it or interpret it as such.
And let's hear it. It's Goodbye Earl from The Chicks on World Cafe.
FFA. You ain't leaving. Watch your ego, watch your head, girl. You're so smart, so talented, but now the water's turning red, and it's all your fault, and it's all your mess, and you're all alone. You can't go to bed, too high on your adrenaline. You gotta go somewhere where you can't pretend. Don't forget the rules, forget your friends, just you and your reflection. 'Cause nothing's gonna be the same again. No, nothing's gonna be the same again.
Sing on my own.
It's a dance floor masterpiece from Jamie XX off the album In Color, that is Loud Places. It's World Cafe, and we are kicking off Pride Month with a celebration. Songs that should be in the Pride canon, and I am joined by my producer, Miguel Perez. Why did you want that song to be in the new canon?
Well, it is an incredible song. It's one of my favorites. And listen, as a gay man, if there's one thing that I love more than dancing in the club, it's crying in the club. And this song just captures this sense of melancholy and yearning that I think a lot of queer people can relate to. You know, the dance floor has always been this place of refuge for queer people, you know, somewhere to feel free, express yourself through movement. And I think Jamie XX and Rami do this really wonderful job of digging into the deeper emotion that's just underneath the surface of all of that. You know, and both Rami and Oliver Sim, who are in the XX, are queer. And I think a lot of their music, both solo and with the band, captures, you know, the nuance of queer life, especially when it comes to nightlife.
We're adding to the Pride canon today. Coming up, more classics, more new classics when we get back to World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe, and it is Pride Month, and we are celebrating songs that should be in the Pride canon. I am Kaleo, alongside my producer, Miguel Perez, who's joining us for this broadcast. Okay, I scratched my head a little bit at this one because I thought to myself, isn't Linda Ronstadt already in the Pride canon? No, not necessarily. You had an interesting thought about this song, Long, Long Time.
Yeah, well, there's a really simple and potentially silly reason why I picked this song. It's the theme of the third episode of the first season of The Last of Us, which, if you haven't seen it, it's one of the best gay love stories I've ever seen on TV. Be warned, it will ruin you.
Right. The Bill and Frank relationship.
Yes, exactly. Go watch it right now. And, you know, this song, Long, Long Time, kind of underscores that story so, so beautifully. And, you know, you mentioned Linda Ronstadt is already part of, like, the gay pride canon. And I think we need to give her more flowers.
You know, I think,
you know, we have poured so much love into artists like, you know, Cher and Kate Bush and Dolly, all of these incredible female musicians. And I think Linda deserves to be a part of that list a little bit more.
Let's listen to it right now. It's Long, Long Time from Linda Ronstadt on World Cafe.
And I think I'm gonna love you for a long, long time. Caught in my fears, thinking back the tears. You heard me, but you never left.
wish I knew you back when we were both small. I wish I knew you, but I have gotten too tall. I wish I knew you when touch was innocent. I wish I knew you before it felt like a sin.
Public Radio's most listened to music show. This is World Cafe.
Mama says I'm up to no good again. Proud though I did my best, I feel like a mess. I feel like I'm stuck in the wrong skin. I feel like I'm sick, but I'm having trouble swallowing my medicine. Sunday, carry me down to the water. Wash me clean, I'm still struggling. Sunday, bury me under the weight of who you need me to be. Can't you see I'm struggling? I keep God locked in a picture frame, so I feel a little better by my number day. Yeah, I confess, the questions and the answers seem to sound the same. I'm just like the rest, standing tall, pretending not to be afraid. Sunday, carry me down to the water. Wash me clean, I'm still struggling. Sunday, I'm struggling.
Sunday come around, lift me up again. Never too proud for a helping hand. I've been feeling down. Can you hear me now? Sunday come around, lift me up again. Never too proud for a helping hand. I've been feeling down. Can you hear me now? Sunday, carry me.
Crowded Table on World Cafe. It's Pride Month, and we are adding songs to the gay pride canon. Alongside Miguel Perez, our producer, my name is Kaleo. And here's a quote from Brandi Carlile. She says, "We don't all believe the same things, even in the High Women. But the fact that we can come to the table and that we can break bread and that we can go out into the world as activists and women, but come home to each other at the end of the day, That's what families do. And I think that's a really beautiful sentiment. That's Brandi Carlile on The High Women. Why did you want it in the new canon, so to speak?
I mean, she put it best. This song speaks to a big part of the queer experience, you know, this idea of the chosen family, which, by the way, if you didn't know, Brandi Carlile and Maren Morris, also in The High Women, both queer musicians, joined by Natalie Hemby and Amanda Shires. But they're singing about family, and sometimes that's biological family. And I, when I listen to the song, I'm choosing to interpret it differently. You know, the chosen family, despite, you know, facing rejection and hate in the external world, we as queer people can show up for each other and offer each other refuge from all of that. You know, you've got this soaring chorus in Crowded Table painting this picture of, you know, a room full of friends, full of family, laughter, a warm fire. It just is really heartwarming and anthemic, and I definitely think it deserves to be played loudly over the speakers of every Pride festival.
I love it. I love the sentiment behind that. Miguel, thank you so much for stopping in and sharing some of the new classics that are added to the Pride canon this year.
Thanks, Cleo.
You got it. Don't go anywhere. We've got a few more new classics to get to in just a minute on World Cafe. Thanks again to our producer, Miguel Perez, for nominating a few new songs to the Pride canon. Always updating the canon. Obvious no-brainer here, Chapel Roan with Pink Pony Club.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. There's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. You Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Will make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. Girl! on my mind. And mama, every Saturday I can hear your southern draw a thousand miles away, saying, God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. Oh, mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong.
Just a whole lot of people in the house trying to smoke with the yak in your mouth. And we back outside. You said you outside, but you ain't that outside. Worldwide hoodie with the mask outside. In case you forgot how we act outside.
Everybody, you won't break my.
putting the wraps on this edition of Cafe with Angel Olsen from My Woman, Shut Up, Kiss Me. The direct approach. And music from Beyonce, Break My Soul.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
I want a Sunday kind of love, a love to last past Saturday night, and I'd like to know it's more than love at first sight. And I want a Sunday kind of love. Oh, yeah, yeah. I want a love that's on the square. Can't seem to find somebody, someone to care. And I'm on a lonely road that leads to nowhere. I need a Sunday